Rhode Island is currently involved in a project that is drawing national attention and is on the cutting edge of planning future uses of the ocean. It is the Ocean Special Area Management Plan, or Ocean SAMP, which is employing research by the top scientists in the country at the University of Rhode Island to identify priority uses, such as commercial fisheries and marine transportation, as well as possible wind energy projects for these waters. It is first and foremost an ecosystem-based approach to planning that will identify the best possible use of Rhode Island's near-shore ocean waters while protecting those areas of special value and importance. The Ocean SAMP report is in the process of being written and includes chapters dealing with a comprehensive list of focus areas. The chapter we will discuss focuses on marine transportation, navigation, and infrastructure. Tiffany Smythe, co-author of this chapter with Michelle Armsby, answers some questions about how issues surrounding these marine topics are being evaluated and incorporated into the report. Tiffany, this is a very wide-ranging field. What exactly does it all entail?
Yes, it's very wide-ranging. When we talk about marine transportation and navigation, we're talking about the movement of people and goods by ships. There's a great deal of this type of activity currently taking place in the Ocean SAMP area. It's a crossroads between multiple heavily used waterways, Narragansett Bay, Long Island Sound, Buzzards Bay, and Vineyard Sound, and of course the Atlantic Ocean. I like to think about the SAMP area as an enormous four-way intersection on a roadway. This area is a key part of the nation's marine transportation system, which involves nearly every aspect of maritime activity in the United States.
What makes up the bulk of the traffic passing through the Ocean SAMP area, and what is it primarily used for?
There's a wide variety of commercial ships actively using these waterways, just as they've been doing for nearly 400 years. They include cargo ships carrying things like coal and petroleum products, cars, and other bulk products like road salt. These commercial ships provide critical services to Rhode Islanders. For example, they provide access to products like home heating oil, or they allow transportation for Rhode Islanders to and from Block Island. Many of these cargo ships are bringing these products into Narragansett Bay ports, such as Providence, Quonset Davisville, and Fall River, Massachusetts. The oil tankers and barges which head up to Providence are especially important because they provide nearly all of the transportation and home heating oil used in all of Rhode Island, Eastern Connecticut, and even parts of Massachusetts. One of the most interesting things we found in developing this chapter was how much of the marine transportation in this area involves supplying energy to New England.
Beyond commercial use, what other types of marine traffic make the Ocean SAMP area what seems to be a very busy ocean superhighway?
There are many other types of ships operating in this area. For example, passenger ferries are vital in that they create access to and from island communities. This is especially important for Block Island. The Block Island Ferry is the islander's lifeline to the mainland. There are also Navy ships out there which are involved in training and testing. Many of these ships are closely associated with Naval Station Newport and the Naval Undersea Warfare Center, also in Newport, which are regular users of the SAMP area and major contributors to Rhode Island's marine economy. Marine transportation in the SAMP area is closely linked to Rhode Island's economy. Not only do ships bound for Rhode Island ports bring valuable and much-needed products, but the ports themselves offer skilled jobs in the marine trades.
Like any major travel artery, one would guess safety is a priority for everyone using it and those responsible for the ships traveling through the Ocean SAMP area. How is that handled?
Navigational safety is a major concern when we think about future uses of the SAMP area. If we don't plan carefully, future uses can crowd the area and increase the risk of ships colliding with each other or with other structures. The U.S. Coast Guard is responsible for ensuring navigational safety. We worked very closely with them to develop this chapter and continue to work with them to complete the entire SAMP document. They are very important partners in the SAMP planning process.
When you refer to marine infrastructure, what does that mean to someone unfamiliar with what may be seen or even be underwater and unseen in that area?
It might surprise some people to know that there is already a great deal of human-made infrastructure out there in the SAMP area. This includes undersea cables, many of which are used for telecommunications, as well as a disposal site for dredge material. It also includes current navigational infrastructure, such as buoys and other navigational aids, as well as potential navigational hazards on the seafloor, such as unexploded ordnance left over from World War II.
With the complexity of uses, a whole array of safety considerations, and at times invisible potential problems, what kind of technical expertise was needed to pull this chapter together?
To develop this chapter, we worked very closely with key maritime users and experts. These included the U.S. Coast Guard, NOAA, the Northeast Marine Pilots Association, DEM law enforcement, and some of the local port and vessel operators. These same individuals later reviewed the chapter to make sure that we had gotten it right. We learned a lot from these experts and are very grateful for their time and input. And perhaps the best thing about this chapter is that we've finally gotten a lot of this information written down in one place, so it's understandable to both policymakers and the public.
Thanks, Tiffany. This podcast and other information about the OceanSAMP project are available on the OceanSAMP website at cgrant.gso.uri.edu/OceanSAMP. Future podcasts of other chapters will be added to the site as they are sent on to the CRMC for comments and preliminary approval.